makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friends, Lum and Abner. Before we look in on Lum and Abner, we'd like to thank one of our listeners for a very helpful suggestion. You may want to thank him, too, for he said,
"You've been telling everyone who shouldn't drink coffee to drink Postum instead. All right. But what about people like me, who find that coffee doesn't bother them if they drink it only in the morning? And I like a warm drink with all my meals. So why don't you suggest that those people drink Postum for lunch and for supper?"
Well, that's a good idea. For Postum is a drink that will easily satisfy your craving for a delicious and cheering hot beverage at every meal. Satisfy it handsomely and without the slightest chance of ill effects. For Postum contains no trace of caffeine or any other stimulant that could affect your nerves, your digestion, or your sleep. So if coffee doesn't agree with you, switch to Postum. When you realize how inexpensive it is, only a half cent a cup, how easy it is to make, how mellow and full-bodied its flavor is, and how quickly you forget coffee, then you'll know why Postum is the favorite hot drink in one out of every 9 homes in this country. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are more enthused than ever over the fossil they unearthed in Abner's yard, which they believe to be a dinosaur. Day before yesterday, they decided to make a motion picture of the discovery, showing them unearthing the fossil and how the animal looks after they have it put together. They now have it on display at Lum's house and are charging admission for the local citizens to view the curiosity. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner over at their Jot 'em Down store talking with Cedric Weehunt. Listen.
Well, whereabouts is Mr. Lum at now?
Why, he taking that professor from a university's over to his place to look at the dinosaur.
Oh, I never knowed he'd got here yet.
Oh, yeah, come in the store here about, half hour ago, I reckon. Introduced himself to us.
I'd love to have saw him.
Yeah, well, he just looked like common, ordinary folks.
Never have saw a dinosaur or a professor either.
Well, you seen that over at the place, Cedric, but you ain't never seen one before that. That's what you mean, ain't it?
Yes, well, is he going to buy it?
Well, I don't know. He wanted to look at it first, of course. I hope he does buy it, though. I'm sick and tired of looking at the thing.
Me, too. I don't want to dig any more of them things up, I know that.
Oh, no. Well, it's such a job trying to figure out how to put the thing together. Had it put together once, and Lum had us tear it down and bury it again so we could take them moving pictures.
You ain't got them films back yet, have you?
Why, no, Cedric. You sent them off to have them developed yesterday.
Oh, I'm curious to see them, see how I look.
Well, now, it ain't supposed to be a picture of you, Cedric.
Well, I'm in it, ain't I?
Well, yeah, but, well, it just shows us digging it up and putting it together is all.
Well, Mr. Lum was in it a lot. I noticed that.
Oh, my, yes, Lum. He had to stand there and boss the job, wearing that hunting outfit he had on.
Well, how come him to dress himself up in an outfit like that, anyway?
Oh, he's seen a picture in that book of them prehistoric animals or some other feller finding one of them, and he had on an outfit like that. Except he was in Africa or some such a place when he found his'n. You know, that's a right interesting book, Cedric.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. It tells all about them old-timey animals. Pearl was reading it out loud to us last night.
Well,
the different places where they've dug them up, you know.
Well, did they live under the ground, sort of like moles?
Oh, no. No, Cedric.
Well, you always have to dig them up, I know.
Oh, well, they lived 1,000,000 or 1,000 years ago. And since that time, why, they just got covered up.
Oh.
Oh, no, no, they used to live on top of the ground. They was 4 or 5 times as big as elephants, that book said.
Well, that one over there at Mr. Lum's house ain't that big.
No, no, I know it ain't. I think this one must have been a right young one. Don't reckon he'd been hatched very long.
Hatched?
Yeah, yes, sir. Them things laid eggs, Cedric, them dinosaurs.
You mean an animal 4 or 5 times as big as an elephant laid eggs like a chicken?
According to that book, they did. They found some of the eggs, got them on display.
I'd hate to have a hen house full of them things, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but it'd be fair to go out and gather the eggs.
You'd have to haul it to the house in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. You know, I'm just thinking what a time the young'uns would have at an Easter egg hunt with them things.
Wouldn't be no trouble to find them, Harvey.
Oh, no, no.
But to go to buy a set of them eggs, you'd have to take a truck and a trailer along to get them home.
Yes, sir. Now, that would be something. A dinosaur farm.
There comes Mr. Lum.
Huh? Oh, yeah. And the professor ain't with him, either. I just hope Lum never turned down no offers. I'd love to get what money we can out of the thing and get shut of it.
Well, you're making money out of it now, ain't you? Charging admission to go in Mr. Lum's house and see it.
Yeah, but, well, that ain't going to last long, old Cedric. I think might not everybody in this part of the country has done seen it by now.
Sure was a gang of them over there yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Grandpap's staying over there selling tickets. He taken in better than $10 over there yesterday.
Roof Rankin says it's the greatest thing he ever seen.
He did, huh?
He taken his whole family over to see it, even the little baby.
Yeah, I know. I seen him over there. We made a deal with him, taking the whole family that away. If we hadn't, it'd have broke him. He's got 11 children.
Now, howdy, Mr. Long.
What did the professor say, Long?
Well, sir, I've got some good news, Abner. He says that ain't no dinosaur over there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't call that good news.
Why, sure it is. He says no telling what that thing is. And no telling what it's worth, neither. Says it's something that ain't never been heard of before. A new kind of historic animal.
Oh, well, good
yeah,
for him.
Yeah, I'm tickled to death.
Why, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
He's all excited about it.
He is, huh?
Yeah, fact is, we quit selling tickets so he can be left there alone and examine it good.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's the thing to do. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's got a lot of books with him, and he's going to read up on these different animals and study it.
Uh-huh. And just to think, it was found right there in my yard.
Yeah. So he says he believes this is going to turn out to be the greatest discovery that's ever been made on this continent. Says it might be the missing link.
Missing what?
The missing link, he said.
Who was it lost it?
I don't know. That's just what he said.
Well, now, somebody else tries to claim that they had that thing once and lost it over in my yard.
Well,
Mom,
now,
I'm
don't
not...
worry about that, Abner. I don't think that's what he means, no way.
Wait a minute. Whereabouts you going, Cedric?
I'm going back over there and take another look at that thing. I never knowed what a curiosity I was looking at.
Well, now, don't get in the professor's way now.
No, let him concentrate so he can figure out what it is.
Yeah. Well, sir, I'm just glad you called that feller to come down here, Lum.
Oh, yeah. This is by far the greatest thing we've ever did yet.
Oh, yeah. I'm tickled to death.
We'll more than likely go down in history as two of the greatest archaeologists that ever lived.
We will, huh?
Yeah, have pictures of us in all them books like that, and I got over there to play.
Yeah, yeah.
Statues of us, calling us Professor Eddards and Professor Peabody, the scientifics.
Well, good for us. There's something I've always wanted to be, is a professor. But I know, of course, I couldn't, for I just went through the third grader. Of course, I could teach up to there, I reckon.
Oh, well, this is a different kind of a professor. I mean, you don't have to have no book learning to be one of these. This is a sort of an honorary professor.
Oh.
No, sir, this whole thing has worked out fine, you know what?
Oh, my, yes, yes.
Yeah, we can sell that thing for a lot of money, and then we can sell that moving picture. We'll make a fortune out of them things.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad we made them now. I just hope Squire Skimp don't try to step in there and claim part of it.
Squire Skimp?
Yeah, we give him a half interest in the moving picture company for that land of mine back long.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure we did. And the minute we start making any money out of it, he's going to step in and want us to divide with him, too.
Yeah, Dad, blame him anyway. Every time we get a chance to make any money, that Squire Skimp... Or wait a minute, though. We unsolved the Pine Ridge Moving Picture Company, Abner.
We did, huh?
Why, of course we did. Squire ain't got a leg to stand on.
I don't get that right. No, he ain't got a leg up.
Why, he ain't got a chance in the world of collecting nothing. Let him try.
Why, no. If he's that way, we can outrun him.
Oh, I ain't going to run from him. Just let him try to collect it. More than likely be over here quick as he finds out what kind of animal we've got over there and be wanting his part of it.
Well, I don't know, Lum. I doubt it if he's in that condition.
I'll just tell him to get out of this store and stay out.
Oh, well, now, Lum, I wouldn't want to talk rough to him, Lum. That wouldn't be right.
I don't know why. He knows he ain't got no right to nothing we make out of that moving picture.
Yeah, I know, but Well, I just sort of feel sorrowful for a feller like that, Lum.
Feel sorrowful for Squire Skim?
Yeah, I just can't help it, Lum. When did it happen?
You mean, when did what happen?
The accident.
What in the world are you talking about? What accident?
Squire's accident. Is he in a hospital or is he at home, Lum? I'd love to see him and
I
talk to him.
I never knowed he had no accident. When was that?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Is Squire hurt?
Well, you just got done talking about it, Lum. Said he never had no legs now.
Well, I never said no such a thing.
You did, too. Said he wouldn't stand a chance of collecting nothing from us on that moving picture because he never had no legs.
Well, that's a ridiculous thing I ever heard of.
Said he couldn't even stand up. That's what you said.
What in the world are you talking about, anyway?
Well, you sure said it just now.
I never done it.
You did, too.
I know what I said. We was talking about Squire trying to claim part of the money we're going to make out of this moving picture, and I said he never had a leg to...
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. I know what I said. I said he never had a leg to stand on.
That's just what you
well,
said.
Well, I never meant he never had no legs, Abner. I mean, in court he wouldn't have no legs to stand.
Huh?
Or that was our ring. Thank goodness, saved by the bell. I'll get it.
Now,
hello?
What are you talking about now? Saved by the bell.
Jot him down, store.
He ain't got legs and he has got them.
This is him.
He wouldn't have him in court. He wouldn't have him no place.
Who? Oh, yeah, sure. You never favored yourself over the telephone, Professor.
Don't cut off a feller's legs when he goes to
court. Going back. Well, don't you want to buy that dinosaur?
Oh, that's a professor from the university. That's what
well,
I
mean. If that's all that's wrong, we can tear it down and put it together right.
Oh, we got the thing wrong again.
It's a what? Oh, you surely must be mistaken about that, Professor. I know. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir. Well, I'm glad you come down anyway. Goodbye.
What's the matter, Lum? You look like you just heard judgment was coming tomorrow.
Hand me a dip of water quick, Abram. Feared I'm going to have another one of my sinking spells.
Oh, my goodness.
The professor says that ain't no historic animal at all.
Well, what in the world is it then?
He says it ain't nothing but a mule we've got put together over there.
A mule?
Yeah, and said we never had that put together right.
And another one of the old fellow's dreams seems to have exploded right in their face. If you ask a physician, he will say,
a growing child should drink a full quart of milk every day.
But if you ask a mother, she will say,
yes, but sometimes that's not as easy as it sounds. Because there are days when my youngster just balks at drinking a whole quart of milk.
Lots of wise mothers solve this problem by serving hot postum made with milk. For this delicious cereal beverage presents milk in a form all children love. In a warm, steaming, tempting drink, with a delightful, full-bodied flavor and golden brown, grown-up look that soon brings any child around to drinking the milk he needs. He can drink all he wants of it, too, for Postum contains no caffeine or other stimulant to upset his system. It is simply whole wheat and bran, skillfully roasted and slightly sweetened. And being made with milk, it offers one of the most nourishing drinks a child can have. Yet Postum is not a rich, sweet drink that could spoil his appetite for other foods. Get Postum tomorrow. Serve the children hot Postum made with milk and see if they don't drink it all every time and ask for more. Postum brings you Lum and Abner three times each week. See you again Monday then, at the same time. Good night. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.